All right. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Blessed, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Highly favored.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You're a good crew. Everyone knows the word really good. It's awesome. Well, we have a couple guest speakers this morning, and I know that they have a word from the Lord for you guys this morning. So we're going to get right down into it. Sound good?
Sounds good.
Yep. Right. What are we expecting?
Good things.
Good things, yeah. Right? The Word of God is good. Mm-hmm. His Word transforms our life.
That's right.
Changes things.
That's right.
All right. So, Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for your Word. Mm-hmm. Thank you for taking and making it part of us. So it's not just something we know, but who we are. Lord, we open our hearts to you, yes. And we trust that your Spirit is going to teach us this morning.
Yes, God.
In Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. So, everybody, welcome Jackie Snook.
Yay, Jackie!
Hey, this is Healing School, right?
Yes.
So we already know that God has already healed us. Most of us here already know that. So you know that God doesn't want us sick. He wants us well. And he's done everything there he's going to do to make us well, right? He's already done it. He's provided everything we need through his grace that he already sacrificed on the cross. He already did it all. Grace is God's provision for everything that you need, for man's every need. He's already provided it, and it's his grace that sets us free.
Yes.
So he loves you. He loves you and he wants you well. He really does. I mean, he does not want sickness in your life at all. So sometimes we allow things to stay the way they are in our lives because we just don't want to fight. It's hard to fight. It really is. And it's hard. It's hard to do it. We don't like it, and it's not fun to fight. Especially, I mean, for me, I've never fought before, really. But we do fight, and we have to fight. And instead of fighting, what we do is we kind of medicate ourselves by maybe watching television or just looking at our phones constantly. I see people at work, they're walking around like this. They're staring at their phones all the time. And it's just really an escape to get away from it. Sometimes you just want to sleep because it's just easy. Let's just watch television, let's stare at our phones, play games, and escape from the whole thing. What does God think of sickness?
He hates it.
He does not like it. And does he use it to perfect us?
No.
He doesn't use sickness any more to perfect us than he would use sin to perfect us. He doesn't use sickness to perfect us at all. So sickness is an enemy that needs to be defeated. And so today we're going to be talking about what does God think about sickness and what are you allowing? I probably should have got some water, but I didn't. So today's title is called, What Are You Allowing? So God tells us in his word that he is not for sickness and disease. And so we're going to look at a few of the scriptures today about what God thinks about sickness in his word, all right? Now we're going to talk about his word, but I don't want you to really go there yet, all right? We're just going to talk about it. So in Deuteronomy 28, I don't know if you're familiar with that, but that's from the Old Covenant. And it's a clear distinction between the blessings and the cursings. And in Exodus 24, Moses was coming down from the mountain, and he received the judgments and the laws from God, and they were the blessings and the cursings. And God actually, I mean, the people actually in the Old Covenant, they agreed to it. They said, yeah, if we're good, we'll be blessed. And if we're bad, we'll be cursed. So, God calls sickness a curse. Excuse me for a minute. Yeah, he calls sickness a curse. And actually, every sickness that is not listed or listed in the Bible is considered a curse. What is a curse? Does anyone know?
Opposite of a blessing?
Yeah.
Very good. Very good.
It's either blessing or cursing. You're right. Very good, Flake. A curse. It's not a good thing. So a curse, this is what it says in the dictionary. It says, to call upon a divine or supernatural power to send injury, to cause serious harm and unhappiness to cause deep trouble, to afflict or to injure grievously, to harass or torment. Mm-hmm. Torment, that's not fun. It's a bad thing. God calls sickness a curse. Did Jesus come to give us the power to break every curse in our life?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He did. In Galatians 13, he said, Christ purchased your salvation and your freedom from the curse of the law by becoming a curse. He said, cursed is everyone who hangs on the tree. Well, he hung and he died, and he took that curse on himself. So God calls sickness a curse. All right, the second thing is, what are we allowing? Are we allowing that curse to stay in us and be around us? We don't really want it. Is sickness a captivity?
Yes.
It is. What is a captivity?
Something
that holds you down.
It holds you down.
It's like a prisoner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Someone in jail. It says you're maybe kept in bondage, confinement, you're confined. Severely limited. You're basically doing something that you don't want to do. Someone's telling you to do it, and you don't really want to do it. You're severely limited, and so you can't do what you want to do. You're restricted. There's no freedom. You just can't do it. So you have to adjust your life to this bondage and to this captivity. So did Jesus come to set the captives free?
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
He did. And he did that, he said in Luke 4:18, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel, to heal the brokenhearted, and to set at liberty those who are captive. So Amen. Sickness is a curse, and it's a captivity. Those are two words that he uses, that God thinks of sickness. We don't want that in our life. What are you allowing in your life? I mean, I would say you need to get mad, and because you've been robbed. Sickness, it robs you. Mm-hmm. All right, so we've talked about sickness, we've talked about a curse and captivity. I live alone in my house, and I have two cats, but it doesn't matter about that. But in the spring and in the fall, I get these spiders in my house. I don't know how they get in there, but they do. They are not allowed in my house. I don't care how big they are. I am going to kill them. I walk over to them and say, you are not allowed in my house, and I kill it. I will kill it with my bare hands. I don't care.
Ew.
Because I live alone. If I let that thing go, it's going to be in my house. It's not allowed in my house. Okay? Yes. Amen. So the other day I was waking up in the morning, and my cats are always right there in the morning. Well, they weren't there. And I'm thinking, okay, something's up. I go out, and they've got a mouse. They're playing with it. There's one on this side, and it's running to this side, and this cat's getting it. And they're playing in between. That mouse is not allowed in my house. It is not. I picked it up with my bare hands. I picked it up. I held it by the tail, and I took it outside because I live alone. I don't have someone to take that out for me. I am not going to let a mouse run around my house.
Better be a mouse than a spider.
Yeah, the mouse I didn't kill because it was warm. You know, when you touch them, they're warm. I just thought, no, I didn't want to kill them. But I held them by the tail. I threw them outside. My cats were mad at me.
Yes.
They were. I had one cat turn his head like this. He didn't even look at me the rest of the morning. So, you know, what if you're in your home? What if you're in your home and you see a snake underneath your sofa?
I'll move.
You'll move? What are you allowing? Is the question. Yeah. If you have a snake in your house, you give it to her and she will kill it. All right. Are you going to pray about it and ask the Lord, is this your will that I have this snake in my house?
No.
No? Are you going to say, well, maybe God wants me to have this snake?
No.
No. All right. Now, if I had a snake in my house, I would leave. I would not kill it. I would not pick it up because I'm just not into that. But I would go get my neighbor, and I would not go in that house until that thing was killed. I am not going to let it slither around in my house. It is not allowed. We are the temple of the Lord, right? Amen. That is a snake. Sickness is a snake that lives, and it's like it is not allowed in your home.
Amen.
Amen? Yes. So we're going to go to Luke 13. So everybody go to Luke 13, please. All right, Luke 13, 11. All right, and it says, "And behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bent over and could no way raise herself up. But when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, 'Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity.' And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God." So if she was loosed, what was she?
Bound.
She was bound. She was bound by Satan, mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. Now, if you were going to take that woman to the doctor, all right, she's all bent over for 18 years, right? You take her to the doctor. What are they going to say? They're going to say, they're going to do the scans, they're going to do the x-rays, and they're going to say, oh, you have scoliosis, you have rheumatoid arthritis, you have curvature of the spine. They are not going to tell her she has a spirit of infirmity. No. What did he do? He laid hands on her and she was made straight because it's a spirit. So what is an infirmity? Infirmity is a lack, but it's also disease, suffering, sorrow, weakness, unhealthy, debilitated state. So she was loosed and not bound anymore. Could you have a spirit of infirmity living with you and just you're just ignoring it? What are you allowing? And who's in charge? Who's in charge of your life? We are. We don't want to medicate and just pretend like nothing's there and wait on Sunday just to get someone to pray for us.
Right?
So we've talked about what God thinks about sickness. He's talked about a curse. He's talked about captivity, bondage, a snake, infirmity. Yeah. He does not like it. What does the word do for us?
It sets us free.
It sets us free. Yeah, it transforms us too.
Yes, it does.
It transforms us. You know, you have his name. You have the Holy Spirit that lives inside of you.
Yes.
You have that power, the same power that raised Christ from the dead lives inside of you.
Yes.
And you have the word. You know, his word is who he is. It's who he is. When you look at your Bible, it's who he is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He heals us from all of our destructions. That's what God does. He also healed all that were oppressed of the devil. All the ones that had an infirmity. He healed them all.
Mm-hmm.
And then for this purpose, he came to destroy all the works of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
He did. He came to destroy it all. Take authority. No more adjustments. Now, the devil comes to kill, to steal, and destroy you. That is his goal. If you get a cold, he wants to kill you with it. He does. That's his purpose. He wants to destroy you. You get a sore throat, he still wants to kill you. And he wants to destroy you with that, just that little thing. So, how do we do this? How do we overcome those things, the curse, the captivity, the snake? the bondage, the infirmity. How do we overcome it? How do we do it?
Tell it to me.
God's word.
God's word.
That's it.
Yeah, it's God's word. Now, a suggestion, turn off your television.
Right.
Stop watching the news.
Amen.
Get off your phone.
Hallelujah.
Get off your phone. We're on our phones. Like, it's terrible. I mean, so many people, and I am guilty. I've done it too. I've done all those things. You're staring at your phone because you want to just escape. Just go to sleep and just forget about it and start tomorrow. Have someone pray for you. Know the healing scriptures. Instead of staring at your phone, go out and take a walk and just pray in tongues. Talk to the Lord.
Amen.
Right. Get everything you know about healing. Instead of watching television, get a book. Get Andrew's book on God Wants You Well. Mm-hmm. Meditate on it. Look at those healing scriptures that God has spoken to you about and meditate on those scriptures. Those are life. All right. So in Romans 12, yes.
Do you have a list of the scriptures?
There are so many to find. There really is. I can give you some sources after, okay? All right. Let's go to Romans 12. Romans 12, 2. Romans 12, 2. It says, this is one of the ways that we do it. And it says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That is a key. To renew your mind, that you may prove what is the good, the acceptable, and perfect will of God. In the Passion Translation, it says, stop imitating the ideals and options of the culture around you, but be inwardly transformed by the Holy Spirit through a total reformation of how you think. We got to change our thinking.
Mm-hmm. Conform yourself to God, yeah. Not to the world.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Get off your phones. That's like my biggest message right there. I'm doing it too. I know. Mm-hmm. So in Proverbs, it says life and death are in the power of the tongue. What are you saying?
Mm-hmm.
And what are you allowing? Don't give up. Really, do not give up. And just come on Sundays and just hear it. Spend time in the Word. Spend time with the miracle worker. He is it. He is the one. He's already paid the price for everything. He is not for any kind of curse or bondage or captivity or infirmity or a snake that's living inside your house. He is not for that. He came to set us free from all of our diseases and all of our infirmities. And he's already healed you. You are already healed. So that's my message today on what are you allowing. So thank you.
Amen.
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 Very good word.
Amen.
Very good word. Sometimes we make provision for our sickness instead of saying, no, I've been healed already, and I will not let this control me. Take mm-hmm. a step of faith, right? You get up and you don't feel too good, get up and get dressed for work anyway.
That's right.
I am already healed.
Act like it.
Act like you already are healed.
Praise God.
Because the symptom, okay, the symptom is the lie. It's trying to convince you that you are something that you're not.
That's right.
If you'll press in and believe the truth, and go about your day, you don't give the devil a foothold.
That's right.
Right? Good word, Jackie. All right. One more guest speaker today. Everyone ready for another one?
Yeah.
Now, for some, I get feeling these two are, even though they weren't working together on this thing, are going to tie in really well. Isn't that great how God does that stuff?
Uh-huh.
So everyone, Doris Spruill, right?
Moton.
Doris Moton.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Hot Rock. Good morning. You know what? Were you looking at my notes, for real? I mean, because, honey, God confirmed everything. And up until last night, I was just like, I was in my word, and I just don't know. I wasn't settled. So, of course, I text John, and he was like, you know, go as the Spirit lead. I said, that settled it. But, yeah, we're on the same page, sister. And I praise God for that. This is healing school, right?
Right.
Okay, let me throw some words out at you. Google, Bing, DuckDuckGo, Baidu, Yahoo, Yandex, Search Inscript, Ask.com, Gibiru, and Start Page. What does that have to do with healing?
Nothing.
Thank you. Thank you. Today you can find out about just about anything you want to know by search engine. I just gave you 10 of the top search engines that there is. These are not exclusive. They're not inclusive or exclusive, okay? But now, there is one search engine that surpasses every other search engine in the past, the present, and the future. And that's the Bible. And God has given it to us, his children. He's given us his word. And if you want to see some supernatural results in the area of healing, and believe me, we stand from time to time. I'm standing today believing God for a healing that I know I already have. So it like John mentioned earlier, if you healed and you know you healed, what you going to do? You're going to act like you healed. That's why I'm here. Oh, did I want to curl up in the bed this morning and nurse it and say, oh poor me? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what flesh wanted to do. But what did that soldier in me do? Get up, put on my clothes, and I'm here. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. So if you want to, thank you. So if you want to see those supernatural results, you have to know that, like Jackie said, God wants us healed. He don't want us sick, limping around. And, you know, we're supposed to be the example. When people see us, they're supposed to say, you know what? Oh, it's just something about you. I don't know what it is, sister, but it's something about you. You know, are you saved? Do you go to church? You see what I'm saying? We have something in us that the world needs. And we got to share it. We got to give it, get it out there. So now, you have to do more than just casually read your Bible. I'm sorry, I'm here to tell you that today. You got to do more than just when something happens, okay, pick up. Oh, and to the person that asked about some scriptures, I have 101 for you here today, okay? So it's just, we've got to do more. Is there any way to let this up or no? I'm a little bit taller. Thank you. Yes, okay. So now we've got to do more. We've got to search. We've got to meditate. We've got to get that word in us until when it comes in, we'll know it's in. And how will we know it's in?
It'll come out.
Yeah. It'll come. You know what? The Lord gives me such awesome analogies. I remember once going to the Dairy Queen and they were loading the machine for ice cream. And they were putting this powder stuff and everything in the top of the machine. And I just stood there and watched. At that time, I was young. I didn't know I was standing there watching for this, for such a time as this. But I noticed after all that was done, the lady got the comb and she went to the little thing and pulled the lever and ice cream came out. You know, and that's what God helped me to equate with the word. If I put the word in, the word is coming out. On my way to church this morning, I got out of my truck and I went to take a step. I hurt my knee at the gym and it was fine. And then this morning when it gave me a little trouble yesterday and day before, but when I went to make a step today, it gave out on me. The first thing came out of me was, in the name of Jesus, you healed. You're healed. Amen. I laid my hand on it. You're healed. And I got myself together and I walked right on in church. We have got to put that word in us, people of God. And if we don't, it'll show. It'll show because nothing will come out. We overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Somebody needs to know how we got over, you see, and how we're getting over. But God. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
God in his infinite grace has equipped us with his holy word and filled it to overflowing with light, with life, and with hope. His word. But there's one thing that we must do, And that is, we must get it in and release it by faith. By faith. I don't care what that knee is trying to tell me. I'm telling it. You're healed. I have authority. It's not, you're not going to dictate to me like she was saying about the snake and all them other little critters. You're not going to dictate to me. I am healed by the power of God. I'm healed. Now, today, I'd like to share an inspired word with you. And that word is put the word to work. We have it. It's no good sitting on our coffee table. You know how we used to do sometimes, just no guests come and run, get the. Look. Oh, come on in. Oh, yeah, praise the Lord. Come on in. You know, you see, that's not going to get it. That's not going to get it. I don't care how many highlights you got. You know, turn. Let me show them that I've been reading. I got it highlighted. You know, that's not going to work. We got to put the word in us, people of God. And if we put it in, it'll work for us. The word will work for us. Praise God. So that's what I'd like to share with you today. Put the word to. If you don't remember anything else about what I'm saying today, remember that. Put the word to work. It will work for you. Because like Jackie stated, God wants us well. He wants us well. He wants us whole. He wants us complete. See, the world's supposed to be looking at us saying, oh, wow, I don't know what they got, but I want some of that. You see? So Jesus in John 15 and 7 said, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. That is why it's so important to put the word in. You know what? Out of all the stories in the Bible, and there's a lot of them, one that really got impressed upon me is the story of Martha and Mary. You know how Jesus was in a, going through a certain town, and he came to his friend's house, Martha's house, and she invited him in. Come on in. Yeah, come on in. Soon as he gets in, she runs to the kitchen and starts preparing this awesome meal, you know, fried chicken, macaroni and cheese, black-eyed peas, you know, the whole works, and a salad for those health-conscious ones. And all of a sudden, she realized, wait a minute, I got all this work to do. Oh, I'm paraphrasing. I'm paraphrasing. So she said, I got all this work to do. Jesus, can you make Mary at least come make the cornbread? You know, I'm in here doing all this. And he tells, he say, Martha, Martha, you concerned about so much. It's so much is just, you're just so worried about so many things. But Mary is concerned about the needful thing, the needed thing. What was that needed thing? It's the word. It's the word. That's the needful thing, people of God. It's still the needful thing today. It is still the needful thing. Yeah. If we just realize just how powerful the word of God is, we'll begin to realize that, you know what? If I'm not there, I need to get there. And there's no condemnation because once you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, you'll do something about it. Mm-hmm. I heard Jackie talk about there's words and scriptures that we can confess about being healed. Here's 101. I think these are Keith Moore's. I'm not sure. I just pulled them off. But we should be able to stand. What scripture are you standing on for your healing? What is the word that backs your faith concerning your healing? We need to know. You know, it's not just, oh, I know God, he already healed me. Really? How do you know that? I know. I just know. Yes, I know. But I know that he said it in his word. You see, he was wounded for my transgression. He was bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement necessary to bring about my peace was upon him. And with his stripes, I was healed. I was healed. I am healed. You see, so we have to make the word, the body conform to the word of God because it'll fight you. You know, ain't no, there's no good thing in this flesh. It'll fight you. You don't believe me? Tell yourself I'm get up 5 minutes earlier tomorrow. and pray. You'd be so sleepy. You'd be, okay, well, maybe tomorrow then. Okay, I'll do it tomorrow. We just have to know that the Word of God has power. The Bible says it's quick and powerful. And it is sharper than any two-edged sword. And that's why the adversary don't want us in it. That's why he don't want us knowing the Word. That's why he don't want us speaking the Word over us and over our loved ones and those. You know what? All you have to do is say you got an ailment around me. And I, come here. You see? Let's get rid of that because God don't want us. He don't want us sick. What, he's not glorified in our sickness. He's glorified when we're well and we're up and telling others about him. And I like what Andrew said too. He said, you know, if you're well, act like you're well. You see? And it's funny how once you begin to put the word into action, you'll see, wow. You'd be like David. He delivered me from the paw of the lion. He delivered me from the paw of the bear. I know he's going to deliver me from the hand of this uncircumcised Philistine. That's how you'll go from standing on one for one thing to another. You know, okay, I got this headache. Wait a minute. He delivered me from something else. I'm healed. And go. I want you to turn with me in your Bibles to Mark 11th chapter and the 22nd verse. Okay. Mark 11, 22nd, 22. And it reads, and I'm reading from the Amplified. And Jesus replying said to them, have faith in God consistently. Truly, I tell you, whoever says to the mountain of sickness, to the mountain of knee hurt, to the mountain of cancer, to the mountain of whatever it is, be lifted up and thrown into the sea and does not doubt at all in his heart, but believe that what he says will take place, it might be done for him. Okay. Come on now, GQ. I heard you over everybody else. It will be done. You see, but now, in order for us to have that faith and to know that it will be done, we've got to know the word. It can't just be anything. We have got to know that word. It's so amazing to me how Jesus used this moment to emphasize to the disciples that a person's confident, abiding faith combined with God's power can produce absolutely amazing results. I've been healed. I've been healed. I was healed of a debilitating liver disease. I've been healed. I want to tell it. Because there's somebody else that needs to know. God is no respecter of person. If he did it for me, he'll do it for you. Amen. You see?
Yes. That's in the word too.
It's word. It is word. If the request is in harmony with God's will, and healing is God's will, we can most assuredly know that God's will be done. But it's up to us getting that word in us, having the faith and the confidence to stand on that word. I don't care. I'm standing on the word. I am healed. Mm-hmm. Praise God. So now, the Bible says the word is near you, and it's even in your mouth and in your heart. If you get it in, it'll come out. Mm-hmm. Praise God. So what I want you to do, people of God, is open up your mouth and put the word of God to work. Amen.
Amen. Amen.